If there's a new development in tech, he's on it. The Tech Report with Stephen Ambrose.
Stephen Ambrose, a very, very good morning to you. How are you?
I'm good, and yourself?
Yes, excellent. Thank you. How is remote working for you?
Far too intense, I'm afraid.
Yeah, it
is.
You know what?
Hey? You don't realize, you've spoken a lot on the show over the last little while of how it's changed things and how we need to reorganize our lives and just relook at how we do stuff, because being connected all the time and being stuck at your desk all day is quite a combination. And that's exactly what I want to talk about today from a tech point of view. We are seeing a massive, massive growth in people being online and working from, you know, wherever they happen to be at the time. And I mean, that was a trend that was accelerating pretty quickly over the last couple of years. But the COVID scenario has just created a short, sharp story around that. And it was actually confirmed this week. Vodacom released their results. And the good news in all the bad news out there is that they had a great year. Their revenues are up, their profits are up. And they're still investing in new networks. As we discussed last week, 5G is now a reality. And they're using some of the spectrum that was given to them for the emergency period to make it happen. And they've confirmed at their press announcement yesterday of their results that despite that being temporary spectrum, they will continue rolling out 5G once they have to give the spectrum back. And it won't actually affect the user experience. Now, I have been playing with it briefly when I've been able to get out and get into their coverage area. And 5G is good. It really is good. But here are some really interesting facts that are going to really indicate where we're going in this whole work from home, work from wherever you are type scenario. Data went up 66% over the last year, which is absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
And their revenues on data, despite the fact that the dogs and working from home.
I think we've all got used to that. That's the other funny thing is, you know, a couple of months ago, we were, the dogs in the background or kids in the background or hardy dogs. Now I don't even think we
noticed. We
don't even notice it anymore.
No one noticed the dogs.
I mean, I heard it, but you don't think of it anymore because you're so used to on these calls cutting each other some slack because people are working at home. You know, I was on a call yesterday. There were 10 of us and someone's baby started crying. And all we said was...
Someone blinked.
Yeah, somebody said, just check who's not on mute. And someone said, oh, I didn't realize it was me. Sorry, put themselves on mute. But because that's where it's
normal.
At. It is normal. And I kind of like it. I think it's awesome. Actually,
it's real.
That's maybe why I like it.
Yeah. What can I say? But I mean, what's interesting is that despite the fact that the market is completely saturated with mobile phones, I mean, there are more mobile connections in South Africa than there are people in the region of 108 million connections and 57 million people. So a connected world we are, thank goodness. Can you imagine if this had happened and we weren't connected and could not work from home? But what is also really impressive is the number of smartphone users has gone up by 11.8%. So it's hitting close to 60, 70% of the installed base.
That's
and
incredible.
Of those, 73% are 4G. So
are you saying that nearly 60 to 70% of cell phones that are out there now are smartphones?
Correct.
Wow.
It changes things. It makes things quite real in terms of being connected. You know, at one stage, there was a lot of talk. And I mean, there's no question there's massive poverty in South Africa. And there's also no question that the cost of data, which has dropped and did not affect their results badly, interesting, though it's early days. They only dropped them fairly recently. And they do expect in the next couple of months that revenues are going to flatten. But I don't think that's the case. I think people are going to use more data.
I think so too.
Going to pay for more data and their revenues are actually going to rise. So let's see where that goes. But yeah, people are connected and they are connected with smart devices and they are capable of entering at whatever level the new digital economy that's emerging. And the COVID shock has created the environment for a massive shift to an always on, always connected and remote workforce. I mean, why travel a million miles a year up and down to work when it's not necessary? Why do the sort of things that we've taken for granted all congregate in the office when theoretically a ton of that work could simply be done on a computer that's close to you or on your smartphone? So the patterns, the urban patterns, the patterns of work, the way that we interact and operate, not that connecting with people is going to go away. That'll happen again soon, and we'll certainly figure out a way to do it. But the minutiae of work, the day-to-day work, will be so facilitated through connectivity and technology that we'll look back in a year or two, and I mean, we're not talking far in the future, but in a year or two, we'll look back and think, how in heaven's name did we spend so many hours a day stuck in traffic doing stuff we could have done at home in that time and having more free time and figuring out not how not to get square eyes from Zooming all day? As they said, oisgezoomt.
Yeah, so, exactly right.
There's going to be a major, major shift, and it's underpinned by the sheer quantity and the ever-growing quality of our mobile and other connections. I mean, fiber, their fiber results were insane. People are fibering up left, right, and center. ADSL is dying. The good old 4 and 2 and 3 and 1 meg connections are becoming, you know, just a sort of quaint, remember the days when I had a meg of ADSL, to, oh, I've got 1,000 meg of fiber. So we are going to see a huge shift. And it's interesting when the big players like Vodacom release results as they did, and you can clearly see what's going on. A massive boost in their corporate connectivity side just in March, when obviously everyone knew things were going to lockdown. So everyone was buying contracts for data. So expect to see more of this. I expect to see massive shifts in what we do, how we do it, and the way we do it. And it's going to be really interesting how technology is going to become a complete and utter fundamental part of how we interact going forward. So we'll see even less fuzzy TV on, you know, interviews on TV with all the various people as their home setups get better. Because that bugs me. I mean, a good webcam is not expensive. And people are sitting at home doing interviews and they look like
well, 100%.
Out of the 40s.
Well, in fact, it was quite interesting because yesterday I was involved in a project that I am involved in, a project that they were talking about on Channel 404, the government channel, because it's a technology that assists people, etc. And when I went onto it, I was actually on a call at the same time. I was on a Teams call and I was saying to the people, to the, then let me just check to see what's happening with it, if the announcement's been made, etc. And I went on to DSTV live on my phone, but it was impossible. You could see that their connection, and you hear them saying, this is on TV. No, but my camera is on. No, but why can't you see me? And I'm thinking, wow, like, come guys. On, guys, we can do better than this. This is live
There's
TV.
No question.
Yeah. Anyway, very, very interesting. Stephen Ambrose, thank you as always.